Life in northern Haiti moves from bad to worse as severe drought drags on. I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Hurricane Dorian recovery gets the most headlines, but ongoing drought makes daily life increasingly desperate in Haiti. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart.
Everyone is describing the Cap-Haitien area as the worst it has ever been. And when you're talking about Haiti, that's bad. They have no fuel. There were no sources of water. And no food. It's really, really bleak.
For Haiti with Love and the people of Cap-Haitien are running out of options, would you pray?
We just need God's attention right now. People can be praying for specifically the north of Haiti because that's where the drought is and that's where the life-threatening things are taking place.
And a Cigna survey reports college-aged young people in the U.S. are lonelier than previous generations. Greg Howe with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship says many college students today lack interpersonal connection skills and need to be shown how to talk on a deeper level.
One of the key ways that we try to serve the campus is provide weekly Bible studies for students to get involved with, in part because obviously we want every student to learn to engage Scripture, but in part we also think it's critical for students to have a weekly meeting where they know the same group of people are going to show up, are going to engage God's word and then transparently interact with it.
InterVarsity wants to mobilize the church to pray for every U.S. college campus by the end of the year. Through their new resource, everycampus.com, you can sign up to do a prayer walk at a college near you. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. And this month, Transworld Radio offers a free booklet called Stories of Hope. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.